Welcome and thank you for staying on with us on Niaga Wani. My name is Ibrahim Sani. I'd like to thank Nina Rozman as well as Haris Ashraf Asnan, my colleagues, for taking the time to go through with you some of the updates on a beautiful Monday morning, 26 September. This is my first time back in the studio. We have a lot of items to cover. Let's start with some international news. Farmers across China are busy reaping crops as the country expects another bumper harvest despite challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic and extreme weather patterns this year. In northeast China's Heilongjiang province, Bixing Farm is expecting a record yield in 5 years with around 16,000 hectares of soybeans to be harvested. The average yield per hectare will reach about 3,450 kilograms and even exceed 3,750 kilograms in some plots. In Huangmei County, central China's Hubei province, over 40,000 hectares of rice are being harvested despite the summer drought. The yield has been guaranteed as various departments made efforts to ensure that the water supply to the farmlands are continued. And to better increase incomes for farmers in China, Donglu Township in southwest China's Chongqing municipality has lured tourists with its colourful rice fields this harvest season. This year, the mechanised harvesting technology has greatly increased the harvesting efficiency and improved cotton output. We're going to move on to Qatar, as the state-owned oil and gas company Qatar Energy signed on Saturday a deal with French multinational Total Energies to join the North Field South expansion to Qatar's natural gas production capacity. The partnership deal was signed by Qatar Energy Minister Saad Sherida Al-Kaabi and Total Energy's Chief Executive Officer Patrick Pouyon in Doha. The deal comes at a time when Europe is searching for alternative sources of energy away from Russia. The North Field expansion project is made up of two distinct parts, namely the North Field East or NFE project, which will increase the Qatar's liquefied natural gas production or LNG production capacity from 77 million to 110 million tons per annum. The North Field South or NFS project, which will further boost LNG production from 110 to 126 million tons per annum, will continue on. Al-Kaabi said that the Total Energies will have an effective net participation interest of 9.375% in the NFS project out of a total of 25% available for international partner participation, while Qatar Energy will retain the 75% interest. Meanwhile, in the UK, Britain's new government on Friday announced a sweeping plan of tax cuts it said would be funded by borrowing and revenues generated by anticipated growth, as part of contentious moves to combat the cost of living crisis and bolstering a faltering economy. Treasury Chief Kwasi Kwarteng said there were too many barriers for enterprises as he put lower taxes top of the government's agenda. The government's two-pronged approach offers short-term help for homes and businesses struggling with soaring energy costs while betting that lower taxes and reduced red tape will spur economic growth and increase tax revenues in the coming years. Friday's statement was billed as a quote-unquote fiscal event rather than a budget event because it wasn't accompanied by an analysis of its costs from the Independent Office for Budget Responsibility. He said that the basic rate of income tax will fall from 20% to 19% next year. The top rate will go from 45% to 40%. The pound fell on Friday below $1.12 for the first time since March 1985.
High tax rates damage Britain's competitiveness. They reduce the incentive to work, to invest, and to start a business. And the higher the tax, the more ways people seek to avoid them, or work elsewhere, or simply work less, rather than putting their time and effort to more creative and productive ends. Take the additional rate of income tax. At 45%, it is currently higher than the headline top rate in G7 countries like the US and Italy. And it is even higher than social democracies like Norway. But I'm not going to cut the additional rate of tax today, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to abolish it altogether. Yeah. From April the 23rd, We will have a single higher rate of income tax of 40%. This will simplify the tax system and make Britain more competitive. It will reward enterprise and work. It will incentivize growth. It will benefit the whole economy and the whole country. I can announce today that we will cut the basic rate of income tax to 19 pence in April 2023, 1 year early. That means a tax cut for over 31 million people in just a few months' time. This means that we will have one of the most competitive and pro-growth income tax systems in the world. There are too many barriers for enterprise. We need a new approach to break them down, and that means reforming the supply side of our economy. On purchases of land and buildings for commercial or new residential development, there will be no stamp duty to pay whatsoever. On newly occupied business premises, there will be no business rates to pay whatsoever. And if a business hires a new employee in the tax site, then on the first £50,000 they earn, the employer will pay no national insurance whatsoever. That is an unprecedented set of tax incentives for business, Mr. Speaker. So I can therefore confirm that next year's planned increase in corporation tax will be cancelled. The corporation tax rate will not rise to 25%. It will remain at 19%, and we will have the lowest rate of corporation tax in the G20. This will plough almost £19 billion a year back into the economy. That's £19 billion for businesses to reinvest, create jobs, raise wages, or pay the dividends that support our pensions.
Meanwhile, in Paris, the lights went out early on Friday at one of Paris's most famous landmarks, the Eiffel Tower. The iconic tower shut off its dazzling lights as part of an initiative to save electricity. It is normally illuminated until 1 a.m., is only one of the city's monuments and municipal buildings that will be plunged into darkness earlier in the evening as the French capital, like the rest of France and Europe, faces risks of power shortages, rationing and blackouts when energy demand surges this winter. Russia has reduced natural gas supplies to several European countries as they support Ukraine, sending prices for gas and electricity surging. It's fueled inflation and raising fears about shrinking supplies as the heating season draws near, forcing countries to enact conservation measures and relief for consumers and businesses. All right, let's take a look into the equities segment this morning. Asian stock markets finished sharply lower on Friday last week as investors continued to get out of risky assets. Several indices even hit bleak milestones, such as the Hong Kong's HSI is down 1.18%, hitting a new decade low. Our own local benchmark FBM KLCI declined further, shedding 14.18 points or 0.99% to end the week at 1424 points. Week on week, the index stumbled 42 points or 2.88%. Sector-wise, it was a sea of red. Technology is down negative 1.26%. Telecommunications is down negative 1.21%. Industrial products is down 1.17%. And plantation is down negative 1.71% as well. Trading volume dropped to 1.84 billion, down from 2.17 billion on Thursday, while trading value fell to 1.7 billion ringgit, down from 1.68 billion ringgit previously. Market breadth stayed negative for the third consecutive day as 278 gainers lost out to 540 losers. As of 9:55 a.m. this morning, the FBM KLCI is also shedding some points, down 5.4% to 1,419 points, signalling about 0.4% market down. We're looking at 500 billion shares being done, valued at about 235 million ringgit. Again, losers are overtaking gainers with over 526 points in the red. Meanwhile, 103 counters are in the green. Now, there's a lot of news this week regarding Budget 2023. We are just about 14 days away or 13 days away. And of course, Budget 2023 is going to focus on the post-pandemic economic recovery. This is coming from the Minister in charge of the economy at the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Seri Mustafa Mohamad. Shortages of chicken egg supply is also on temporary measures, said the ministry. And of course, the cost of living when it comes to chicken egg and also the chicken itself is going to be in focus. I'm pretty sure that's going to be addressed in the Budget 2023 as well. or at least it should be addressed in the budget. Meanwhile, TNB Research and Sedanya is set to explore harnessing energy from the Johor Dam, and Sime Darby announces further offloading of Malaysian Vision Land Valley. Malaysia Airlines as well as Spirit Aero Systems have signed an MOU for Boeing 737NG aircraft for MRO, and Axis REIT acquires land in Klang for 41 million ringgit. Some news on corporate. AmBank Group aims to achieve 30% growth in deposits via its AmRewards 2.0 campaign from the 1st January of this year until 28th February next year. This is coming from Group CEO Datuk Sulaiman Mohamad Tahir. I am going to be speaking to Datuk Sulaiman himself when it comes to this and many more in the upcoming Notepad interview with me and the AmBank Group CEO. Right now, AmBank is down 1 cent to RM3.96. Meanwhile, Malaysia's second richest man, Tan Sri Kwek Leng Chan, has emerged as a substantial unit holder of AME Retail or Real Estate Investment Trust after acquiring 29.1 million shares in the REIT over 2 days. Of course, Kwek Leng Chan is going to be focusing on some growth in terms of holding equities. This is one of them. In other news, Sime Darby Berhad has proposed the sale of another parcel of land in Malaysian Vision Valley as part of its move to monetize its assets in the Negeri Sembilan-based economic region. Sime Darby said its indirect wholly owned subsidiary, Kumpulan Sime Darby Berhad, has agreed to sell the 1,282-acre parcel for 445 million ringgit. I am going to the UK to cover the Battersea development that Sime Darby is doing, Sime Darby property at least, along with SP Setia, a week after the budget. So we're going to watch my coverage there. This morning, Sime is down 1 cent to what, RM2.15. Meanwhile, Bausted Heavy Industries Corporation is selling a piece of land in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah for 18 million ringgit in cash to strengthen its liquidity and cash flow position. Bausted is also in focus because of the continued conversation of their audited report. We have to keep an eye out for that one as well. Meanwhile, Sime Darby Plantation Berhad has continued to engage with USCBP or Customs Borders Patrol over forced labour claims against the plantation company. You can watch my interview on Notepad with MARCMA, the Association of Rubber Producers, regarding USCBP, not just about Sime Darby Plantation, but the organisation itself. Check out MARCMA, M-A-R-G-M-A, on Notepad. Malaysia Airlines Berhad and US-listed Spirit Aero Systems Incorporated have signed an MOU to offer MRO, or maintenance, repair and overhaul services, for Boeing 737 Next Generation Aircraft, or NG, in a move to aim at accelerating the growth of Malaysia Airlines MRO services. Malaysia Airlines, of course, unlisted on the Bursa Stock Exchange. Meanwhile, TNB's wholly owned subsidiary, TNB Research Sdn Bhd, has partnered with Sedanya Technologies Sdn Bhd to evaluate the potential of harnessing energy from excess water in dams and water reservoirs throughout Malaysia. TNB is also in focus as it's one of those stock that people like to look at. TNB is registered as Tenaga. It is down 3 cent to RM8.67. Now, we have to put a focus on some economic news. Malaysia's headline inflation accelerated to 4.7% year-on-year in August this year. It was 4.4% in July this year, driven by food, electricity, restaurant and accommodation services. CIMB Research argues, or CGS CIMB Research argues, that they still expect a CPI to peak in the third quarter of this year and trend lower heading into 2023, owing to dissipating base effect as well as softening of commodity prices. CGS-CIMB maintains their 2022 forecasted CPI growth forecast at 3.1% year-on-year. Initially, it was forecasted at 3.2% for 2023. On monetary policy, CGS-CIMB expects BNM to hike, or Bank Negara Malaysia, to hike rates twice by 25 bips each in the first half of next year. Anyway, those are the items that we can bring to you. For now, we would like to wish you a very productive week ahead. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.